The annual Christmas for Kids, C4Kids, Toy Drive kicked off at Innisfil Town Hall Wednesday morning, with the charity's board members, Mayor Lynn Dolan, members of council, and MP John Brassard. C4Kids, with the C standing for Caring, Community and Campaign, recognizes that Christmas can be financially stressful for a lot of families, and want to ensure every child's wish list is filled, no matter what their circumstances. Christmas is a special time of year and we don't want any child to be forgotten, said longtime volunteer and board member Deborah Harrison. We are bringing the magic of Christmas to families who would otherwise not have Christmas. The organization was launched 27 years ago at Killarney Beach Public School when the principal asked for help at Christmas for some of the school's struggling families. The charity works closely with the Innisfil Food Bank to make sure clients are covered for their basic food needs, with C4Kids supplementing items they are not able to get at the food bank like fresh produce. The organization became a registered charity in 2012. Last week, the C4Kids board members met at Guilford United Church to wrap and prepare the donation drop-off boxes which will be set up at multiple locations across town. Every year, the charity donates 5-6 toys per child in need, with roughly 400 children registered for the program, with increased numbers expected this year due to the ongoing pandemic and the ending of the Canadian Recovery Benefit, CRB. Charity President, Mirlene Boken says as Innisfil continues to grow, so does the demand for its services. As the community has grown, so has the need for the program, she said. MP Brassard agreed times have been tough for many, not only throughout the pandemic but even before. There is a lot of families that are struggling and affordability has become a big problem in our community, he said. Any little bit of joy at all that you can bring to those families, I just want you to know how appreciated it is. Despite not being able to host toy and food drives at local schools last year, the charity was still able to help 161 families, with 489 bags filled with toys and food. They are hoping that the same generous community spirit will come through again this year. The charity is grateful to the town of Innisfil for donating space to store the toys for the families. C4Kids is actively looking for a permanent space to call home. Residents are encouraged to drop off new, unwrapped toys, food, backpacks or gift cards for teens, anytime from now until Christmas Eve at any of the following drop-off locations: Innisfil Town Hall, Miss Jenny's, Innisfil Library Stroud, Johnny Burger, Sunset Grill Restaurant, Mad Hatter's Table Cookstown, A Taste of Europe, The Cove Cafe, Davidson's Country Dining, Cookstown Antique Market, and Odette Novelli de Jardin Insurance. The following toys are in most demand this year: Lego LOL Dolls Fidgets and Poppets Hot Wheels Barbie. But what I always tell people is, if you are buying Christmas presents for your own child, whatever your own children are asking for, our children are asking for the same thing, reminds Boken. Monetary donations are also welcomed on the charity's website, via Canada Helps. All toys donated stay within the community and any surplus is kept in inventory to use throughout the year for the charity's birthday program for children who are invited to birthday parties but cannot afford to purchase a gift, also for parents who need a gift for their own child. It's so heartwarming to see all the families that you help, said Mayor Dolan. Christmas for Kids is so personal. This is about every child, and you know the kids, and it shows how much you care deeply about your families, and on behalf of all of council, we are so extremely grateful for everything you do. To learn more about the Toy Drive campaign and the C4K year-round programs, visit their website here.